Yeah, I just want to make, you know, note one observation, I guess, in conclusion, and it's that it's important to understand that it was really the, you know, like I said earlier, it started with the strength and the solidarity and the commitment of the workers and their union representatives in Honduras. In both cases, that's what kept this thing going. And then the work of the students here and the campaigns. Nike never conceded that it had any legal obligation to pay that severance pay. And Russell never conceded that it closed the plant for anti-union motivation and therefore it had to reopen the plant because it had violated some human rights of workers and so on. I mean, the argument of the campaign and the students always was, no, Nike does have an obligation. So I you know, the argument I made in our committee work, the oversight committee work, was that, you know, speaking as a lawyer, I don't think that Nike had a legal obligation, strictly speaking, under Honduran labor law or even under the code of conduct, you know, for the severance pay obligations of a subcontractor But I did think, and this is the argument that I stressed, that they had a moral obligation.
Okay.
Because the structure of the international garment manufacturing industry, the supply chain setup where subcontractors and sub-subcontractors are, you know, the way that Nike and the other big brands built the system, Nike benefits and the other companies benefit from the system that they designed of these multiple layers of subcontracting. And therefore, even if they didn't have a legal obligation because of what lawyers call piercing the corporate veil to reach the top, you know, I think they still had a moral obligation. And the same goes for Russell. You know, you can go back and forth. The evidence suggested that the Russell people in Bowling Green at corporate headquarters who made the decision to close the plant did not do it because of anti-union motivation. They did it for economic considerations. But at the same time, the local plant management and supervisors in the Honduran factory were telling the workers, this is what the union gets you. So their motivation, this is the information they were feeding the top management, is that, oh, the union makes things inefficient and we can't operate, so you should close this factory. But I do want to credit both corporations and whoever the key decision maker was. I mean, I think at Russell it was Rick, I don't know, the top, you know, manager, Rick, I can't remember his last name. And at Nike, I'm not sure who it would be. But I give them credit for rectifying the situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it would be too much to demand that they, like grovel and say, oh yeah, you know, we had the, and now we're finally owning up to our legal obligation in the case of, in either case. I think they, and the truth, you know, they could have dug in and they maybe could have ridden this out. I mean, losing Cornell's contract with Nike is, you know, like a mosquito bite for Nike. But you know, so I do give the companies credit, whoever made the decision at the company to fix these situations. They could have dug their heels in the long run, and, you know, students go away after a few years. It's not clear that a campaign could have been successful if the companies had really resisted to the hilt.
Okay.
The fact that they didn't resist to the hilt and they saw the nature of the problem and they, I think, made a good faith effort to resolve it is something to their credit. And so I wouldn't want that to be lost in the historical record.
No, that's really important. And just two related questions to that, actually. The first is, just given your kind of expertise in this area, I know Nike was very careful not to set any kind of legal precedent in the language of the contract that it to accept responsibility. But do you think that these two cases set any kind of moral or ethical precedent or norm among corporations facing this kind of student pressure, or do you think they were kind of one-off?
No, I think they do establish a benchmark. And now I think in the future, corporations that are faced with similar situations, if they claim to look at best practices and benchmarking, there's all this corporate speak about their, you know, social responsibility. We want to benchmark to the highest performers and that sort of thing. These cases set the benchmarks higher in these kinds of situations. So I think it does create a precedent. Not a precedent in the legally binding sense, like a Supreme Court decision or something like that, but a precedent that other companies, you know, should aspire to if they want to hold themselves out as top performers.
Okay. And just a kind of disconnected question, but just it would be useful to get something like this on the record, and given you have been down to Honduras and been involved in this oversight, could you say something about what these kinds of victories represent to the workers on the ground? And I know it seems kind of obvious that
Well, obviously, they represent material victories in the sense that in the Russell case, hundreds of workers regained employment and jobs, and sure, they're not getting wealthy on these jobs, but in a situation of a poor developing country like Honduras, these jobs are really important. And in the case of Nike, people got money. Mm-hmm. But I think they also, I don't know if it penetrated to all the hundreds of rank and file people who, you know, they're living day to day, they, you know, worry about feeding their family, the money was important, the job is important. I do think that for the more politically conscious leadership of the unions and the more politically conscious union activists inside the factories, that they actually saw the importance of international labor solidarity and the importance of building these transnational activist networks and having these kinds of networks available to support them. And they can certainly spread the word about that in their countries. And, you know, it just makes it easier the next time to have a positive experience like these.
Okay, thank you very much. That's really helpful.